Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 22nd, 2019, at 1:30 PM. We're on record. Begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Stenhouse.
Dear Lord, be with us, people of us throughout this day. Guide us, provide us wisdom, do the right things, say the right things for the people of Jefferson County. We ask this with your blessing. In Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Please join me.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. Item B, under County Commissioners, to consider possible approval of the adoption of proclamation recognizing the pioneering women who have given up themselves to assist women in achieving greater heights and improve the quality of life throughout our community. And items A and B, under Historical Commission, the presentation of the Texas Historical Commission 2018 Distinguished Service Award Certificate to members of the Jefferson County Historical Commission, and to consider and approve appointing Mr. Lynn Simon, Jefferson County Historical Commission. Do I have a motion on those three items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Allbirn, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So if I can get the pioneering women representative to come to the podium. We have a proclamation which reads, whereas pioneering women is a grassroots organization founded to enhance the lives of women, and its mission is to motivate, educate, activate, and uplift women for the betterment of humanity. And whereas August 1st, 2019 is reigning queen, celebrating the 19th Amendment Day, commemorating the 99th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees women the right to vote. Achieving this milestone required a lengthy and difficult struggle, and the victory took decades of agitation and protest. Whereas this milestone is something many of us take for granted today with our busy schedule, pioneering women is dedicated to honoring the legacy of those past pioneers and spotlighting the contributions of present-day pioneers in our community. Whereas celebrating the 19th Amendment honoree luncheon at August 1st, 2019, we'll celebrate six extraordinary women for their dedication and contribution to their professions in our community. Robin McCombs, Troy, Renee Brown Nimhard, Virginia Jordan, Shannon Allen, Gloria Marino, and Brooke Morrow. Whereas pioneering women financially supports many nonprofit organizations in the community, as well as provides students of higher learning textbooks, second chances to students seeking high school equivalency with GED tests, and supporting women in crisis. Therefore, now be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County. This proclamation in honor of recognition of the 99th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, all women in our community living the legacy. And we declare August 1st, 2019 as reigning queen, celebrating the 19th Amendment Day.
Hello. And the members of Pioneering Women, we really want to thank the court for recognizing the organization. We really appreciate you doing it every year, and it's an honor. In celebration of the 19th Amendment, which was ratified August 18, 1920, granting all American women the right to vote, Pioneering Women will be honoring our community reigning queens, standing right behind you. These women who have stood strong, been tireless in their helping the community, and courageous in their endeavors. And I'll repeat the names. We have Robin McCombs Troy, Renee Brown Nimhard, Virginia Jordan, Shannon Allen, Gloria Moreno, and Brooke Morrow. This event will be held on August 1st at the Holiday Inn here in Beaumont. It will begin at 11:30 a.m. And we will also have our annual centerpiece drawing during the luncheon. I encourage everyone to bring a little cool cash and a checkbook if you have, and participate in it, because all the proceeds from that centerpiece drawing goes towards our college assistance program, and as you mentioned, they pay for textbooks and classroom materials for any individual, female or male, that seeks a higher education. Tickets or sponsorships can be purchased from one of us here today. We'll hang around if you want us to get that. Or you can call 409-842-577 or Eventbrite with Pioneering Women. Just to give you a little bit of what Susan B. Anthony once said, we ask justice, we ask equality, we ask that all the civil and political rights that belong to citizens of the United States be guaranteed to us and our daughters forever. Members, please stand. Thank you to everyone.
Congratulations to this year's Pioneering Women, and we'll look forward to seeing you back on the 100th anniversary.
Yes, and we have big plans for 2020 at our centennial.
Right.
Thank you all.
Next, I've received a communication from the Texas Historical Commission that those representatives would come up. That Jefferson County Historical Commission, County Historical Commission, has been awarded the Distinguished Service Award, and it affirms the County Historical Commission's that document ongoing well-rounded program history and preservation related projects in the rich local community. The Distinguished Service Award honors the County Historical Commission to go above and beyond protect and promote local historic and cultural resources that are essential to our agency's efforts to save the real places that tell the real stories of Texas. That's according to Texas Historical Commission Executive Director, Mr. Mark Wolf. The Texas Historical Commission presents this Distinguished Service Award to Jefferson County Historical Commission to honor its efforts to preserve the Lone Star State's unique heritage. County Historical Commission has provided more than 447,000 volunteer hours in 2018, valued at over $11 million. And the county, Jefferson County Historical Commission is among only about 20% or less of the historical commissions in the state of Texas that are given this award. So I want to present you with this Distinguished Service Award, Mr. President. Thank all of you members of your work.
Thank you, Judge, very much.
And we'll give you the opportunity to say anything you'd like.
Thank you, Judge, Commissioners. I want to appreciate so much what the court does that helps us with our important work, which is to preserve, protect, and promote the rich history of Jefferson County. As you mentioned, in 2018, all the different historical commissions across the state have to present an annual report to the Texas Historical Commission. Our 14 members donated over 3,100 volunteer hours last year, working on projects from reviewing historical marker applications to certified local government planning activities. We've supported local preservation efforts such as the Terrell Park Community Building Restoration and the Caroline Gilbert Kinchy House Restoration. We published our first annual calendar, which highlights Jefferson County historical events. We volunteered at area museums, and thanks to the County Engineer's Office, they worked with us to develop a GIS-based website that plots all of our historical markers. So we want to thank the County Engineer's Office for working with us on that. Additionally, our members have worked with all the other historic preservation partners in the area, such as Beaumont Main Street, Beaumont Heritage Society, the Landmark Commissions for the Cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur, the Rogers Visitor Center, and the Texas Archaeological Stewardship Network. I believe this is the 37th time that we've been honored with this award. So I want to thank our members for their hard work and introduce to you Mr. Lynn Simon. He's our new member that you just appointed today. He's going to be an excellent addition to the commission. He's already presented us with a lot of information on area educators and the first black schools in the county that we didn't have in our archives, so he's doing a great job already. So thank you very much. We appreciate your
Thank you.
Thank you.
consider approved specifications for NIAFB for term contract paper stock envelopes for Jefferson County. Item B is consider approved award execute receipt file acceptance of an offer for a tractor for Jefferson County Precinct 3 to replace unrepairable equipment damaged by Hurricane Harvey by the Beaumont tractor for a Kubota M5111 HDC 12 utility tractor in the amount of $49,809. And bid item number two, a Terrain King KFM 60 side mower in the amount of $29,140 pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and two, Code of Federal Regulations, Part 200.318326. Item C is consider and approve execute receipt file purchase agreement for the purchase of 30 burial spaces in accordance with the invitation for bids. Term contract for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County with Claybar Haven Rest Cemetery at $305 each for a total of $9,150. Item D is consider and approve execute receipt file change order number one for the Ford Field concession stand within NT Construction for a decrease of $17,000 for item type design changes to include overhead doors, feeders, fixtures, and trench drain, bringing the contract amount from $587,000 down to $570,000 with no additional working days. Item E is consider approve execute for five and consider approve and execute a contract termination release of earnest money for the offer from Clark T. Shawford to purchase Jefferson County land located on Crispo Road, known as Precinct 2 Rock Yard, in response to the RFQ for commercial realtor brokerage services for land located on Crispo Road, with $2,500 in earnest money being released by Texas Regional Title Company, $2,000 of which will be retained by the county, and $500 released to the realtor Ken Wheeler. Item F is consider approving interdepartmental transfer of 10 vehicles from Constable Precinct 2 to Fort Arthur ISD ASAP program due to termination of the interlocal agreement between Constable Precinct 2 and Fort Arthur ISD ASAP program as follows. 2008 Ford Crown Victoria with vehicle identification numbers listed on the agenda. 2008 Ford Crown Victoria, 2010 Ford F-150, 2017 Ford Explorer, 2007 Ford Crown Victoria, 2008 Ford Crown Victoria, 2017 Ford Explorer, 2010 Ford Explorer, 2014 Ford Police Explorer, 2017 Ford Explorer, two Dell computers and miscellaneous items annexed there too. Item G is considered approved disposition of salvage property and authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Second, Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have one item received by commercial development land lease agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and Mid County Plaza LLC regarding development of property of Jack's Rush Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that?
Move, Judge.
That concludes by Commissioner Weaver.
I'll second, Judge.
Commissioner Senegal, discussion.
Ms. Tax Assessors, everything straight?
Everything straight.
We ask you this guy, thank you.
I'd just like to say, too, that just make the point clear. Of course, our county attorney and our airport director can correct me if I'm incorrect in my statement. There is no financial risk to the county. Is that correct?
Correct.
With this lease? And all the financial risk, the burden is on Mr. LaBrie. Just a quick scenario. If 5, 8, 10 years down the line, something goes wrong in his situation, that building or whatever is built out there then becomes the property of the county. Is that correct? So I just want to emphasize that Mr. LaBrie is assuming the risk here, not the county. And I'm actually very happy that we have someone that's ready to step up and do something out there and make something happen, and not to mention that they're local. I just wanted to make the point clear that the county is not assuming any financial risk. And so hopefully, I think we all hope, Mr. O'Grady, that you're successful out there. And it can really turn into something nice and beneficial to the county. So I just want to make that point.
I want to ask one question along that line. I want to make sure I'm understanding something. We have it in the contract where Mr. O'Grady build the facility, and 5 years in, something happened with his finances, which what the commissioner said. The building is built. It is on our property, and it's owned by the county with us not having any financial obligations.
Right. I'll have to look at the contract, but normally that's usually how it works. Once you build on property that's leased by someone else, it becomes part of the land, and we own the land.
I want to make sure. That's all. I want to make sure. Nothing hanging out there. Okay?
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it.
Judge, show me recusing myself, please.
Oh, again, yeah. That's right. You filed. I think show Commissioner Arnold that he previously filed his report on this agenda item. All right, now the county auditor item A is to approve budget transfer for engineering for additional costs for repairs to all the bills and trucks in the amount of $450. Item B is to consider approve the budget transfer for the district clerk for additional amount for shelving for the family law unit in the amount of $125. Item C is to consider a budget amendment for road bridge precinct 4 for maintenance. Item D is to approve electronic disbursement for $624.82. to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for July insurance reimbursement. Item E is regular county bill check number 461486 through 461721. Motion on those items under the auditor.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Senator.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As having under county commissioners. Item A is to consider possible approval of authorized county judge to execute, receive, file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Hampshire Finette Independent School District parking area for time. To the Interlocal Cooperation Act, Chapter 792 of the Texas Government Code. Item C is to receive, file, and execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County Southwest Correctional DPA, LaSalle Corrections, and Chambers County for the housing of prisoners pursuant to the Texas Government Code, Chapter 791. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Moved
by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under county treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for June 2019, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. We have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under engineering, item A is considering possible approval of amended replat of Tract 1A, 15.109 acres of land, part of Tract 1A and Tract 2A of the amended replat of Tract 2A, 4.632 acres, Equine Acres, Jefferson County, Texas, located off Windsor Road, Precinct 4, within the Beaumont ETJ, and has met the city's approval as well as our engineering department. Item B is to consider and possibly approve construction plans for Ridgecrest Unit, lots 1 through 13, 90.03 acres of land from the Whitting Car Survey A-102, located off Ridgely Drive, precinct number 2. It's in the city of Beaumont ETJ and reviewed by the city of Beaumont Transit District 6, Jefferson County Engineering Department. Item C is to execute, receive, file a utility permit to AT&T, replacement of fiber optic cable, starting at Federal Prison Road, completed at North Road. That's located in precinct number 3. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Don, I just want to confirm, so DD6 receives those plans prior to y'all receiving them, or is it after the fact to review them?
It's usually sort of simultaneous.
Okay.
They get copies and we get copies.
So that's a new section of that subdivision. So they reviewed all that. They are good with it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Lord, it's under Historical Commission, under Sheriff's Department. We have one item to consider possibly approved out of state travel for Deputy Matt Gardner, who been accepted to receive training at the National Computer Forensic Institute in Hoover, Alabama, August 25th through August 30th, 2019. Of course, the basic network intrusion training is essential when conducting criminal investigations. All training and travel costs are funded by the United States Secret Service at no cost to the county. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Commissioners, anything y'all wish to bring to the attention of the public without us taking action?
Judge, but I do want to know, we're going to have a workshop, I think, in 3 weeks. At that time, I received a letter from one of the funeral homes. I want to have a workshop that they're coming in to visit us.
All right.
Okay? At the same time, we do that.
Okay. We'll be happy to do that. Anything else, Commissioner? If not, then we stand adjourned. Thank you for being here today.